First case, please.
Our first case this evening is 12,030 Kenneth L. and Jeffrey A. Short, seeking a variance from the minimum lot size and minimum road frontage requirement under Section 115-194 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the southeast corner of Short's Landing Road and Warwick Road. The 911 address is 28530 Warwick Road, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1, and the tax map is District 234, Map 33, Parcel 22. We received zero letters in support, zero in opposition, and no mail returns. Specifically, this property is located in a conservation zone. The applicant is seeking a minor subdivision. However, because of the location in a conservation zone, the minimum lot size is 1 acre and 150 feet of road frontage. Therefore, an application is required. They're seeking a variance for Lot A, 0.0683 acres for the lot size. Lot B, they're seeking a variance of 0.1852 acres. And for Lot C, they're seeking a 0.2495 acre variance, as well as a 9.12-foot variance from the 150-foot road frontage requirement.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Sir,
you need to be sworn in.
Okay.
If you would.
Come on over here. Yep. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Michael Robert Berry, 19193 County Seat Highway, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, now you proceed, sir.
Okay. First time I've been through one of these. I'm here representing the owners, myself, and the three individuals seated in the audience. The uniqueness of the property, what we're trying to do is just subdivide into three separate individual parcels to basically clean up an existing situation. We have already have, there's already three individual residences that have their own addressing, and they have their own septic well and electric services. And what we're asking to do is just turn them into three individual parcels. Again, it consists of three existing separate residences are already located on the site. It previously consisted of a six-unit mobile home park. I don't know the dates, it was before my time. There's three distinct locations on property are suitable for current residences, and they are separated by existing topography based on the shape of the land. Number two, it cannot otherwise be developed. It's 2.5 acres plus or minus, which means it's not meeting the conservation zone requirement of 1 acre per residence, which is one of the variances that we're asking. And then not created by the applicant, these buildings have been in existence for a while. We're guessing pre-1970 construction for the ones that are currently there. The residents on Lot A is an older mobile home. Lot B is an older house. And then Lot C is another older mobile home. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Again, it's already set up for three separate residences, so we're not asking to change that. What we run into is the requirement for Lot A, the 1 acre variance. We, as Ms. Wall said, we missed that. The Lot A would have 0.9317 acres instead of the 0.1. Parcel B, we're looking at two. The first one is the 150-foot requirement width on Short's Landing Road. We have 120 feet wide, and then the acreage on that is 0.8148 instead of the 0.1. And then for Lot C, again, the same distance, we made them the same size, so it's 120 instead of the 150. And then that one is 0.7505 instead of the one. We've provided the drawings. I guess you guys have, Ms. Wall says you guys have copies of it. The only thing that I do have I know you can see it there. I do have some pictures of the same thing. I didn't know if you wanted to look at them a little closer. But,
if you have anything you want to submit, you can submit them to Ms. Walls.
I'll submit two of them.
Okay.
They actually show some of the other extra residences that were on there. When they were, the photos, but they're just satellite images.
Okay. All right, I'll see if we have any questions for members of the board, and I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mills, at this time.
Is this the minimum variance that you feel that will afford relief for the situation?
Yes, sir.
No other questions?
All right, thank you. Ms. McGee?
When was this property purchased?
We went to settlement on, I'm sorry, guys.
Sir, if he would like to speak, I'd have him come up and be sworn in.
Okay. August 28th.
Of what year?
This year, 20.
Thank you.
Is there sewer and water there?
It has standard sewers, standard septics, and each has a well.
There we go.
Oops, excuse me.
Are you going to tear these parcels or these buildings down?
Not in the near future.
Thank
not,
you.
Not right now.
But when you purchased it, you knew it was already a mobile home park and that this is what you were getting?
Yes, sir.
All right, nothing further right now. But the sewer and water is there for availability?
Yes, we've already had the...
Public sewer and public water?
No, it is not. We've had the soil tested and all three tests for... they meet the regulations for the conservation zone standard septics. And there's enough square footage in the back.
To accommodate?
Yes.
Okay. You said they all had it, right?
It has it now, but we recognize that we'll be putting in new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had all the soil work.
So you're planning on putting new in? Okay.
So if you didn't get this, you could leave it all one parcel until which time you did away with one of these homes, and then you could get your 1 acre, two lots.
No, ma'am. We're the intent is to intentionally divide it into three. So we'll have an owner, and then...
So you're going to sell these parcels?
No. There's four of us that own it, and there'll be an individual that will own lot. Two of us will own lot A, mm-hmm. and then there'll be an individual that owns lot B and an individual that owns lot C.
But you understand that on Indian River, and you're in an environmental area, that that's the reason mm-hmm. why they want you to have an acre mm-hmm. to have a house?
Yes, ma'am. That's okay. Why we're requesting the variance.
Okay.
Any, Mr. Mayor? Any plans in the distant future to tear these down and build new?
I can't give you an exact date. I would say, based on retirements, 5 years.
Okay.
5 to 10 years.
Okay. Any further questions?
So all family members?
No, sir. The owners of lot A will be myself and another individual not related.
Okay.
And then lot B is a family member to me, and then lot C is another individual.
Okay.
But they'll be family members won't be co-owning either of the three lots.
Okay.
Yes,
no other questions.
Okay. Do you have another question?
Mr. Mills?
Do you know when this became went from six mobiles to three dwellings?
I do not. The,
okay.
The reason I brought those other pictures, it was the only time we'd seen a photo that actually showed the extra mobile home on lot A, which is the one to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And we hadn't seen that one. But right now, the right above 407, that trailer still exists. Mm-hmm. And then the house with the little shed there under the 22, mm-hmm. and then the trailer under the 5 of the 2.54.
So basically what you're trying to do is take a non-conforming use and bring it up to date.
Yeah, right now it's just the one parcel, and it's three separate addresses, so we're just asking to make it three separate parcels.
And it's probably pre-code that this was built and done.
Yeah, it's close. It just doesn't quite meet the width. We couldn't get the width out drawn.
Right, but I mean this was made a parcel, multi-unit parcel prior to the code.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
It was a mobile
home park. Yeah. I don't know. Ms.
Meade, do you have another question?
It was a mobile home park before.
Right.
With one owner.
Right. And six mobile homes.
And six mobile homes.
No, that's three. A home and two mobile homes.
Two mobile homes and an existing and structure. Mm-hmm. And we don't know the exact layout of all six. We haven't figured that out yet.
Okay.
So the homes were there too with the mobile park? Or they built them later?
One home was there.
Yeah, the center one is the actual stick-built home, and then there's a mobile home on the left and a mobile home on the right. That's all that's there now.
Okay.
I don't know when the others were removed.
You're allowed one stick-built structure per mobile home park.
Yeah.
Yep, Mr. Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, how big are the other lots in that neighborhood? I mean, we kind of see some of them here, but are they similar? Are they smaller? Are they bigger?
Well, just based on what same thing we were looking at, I mean, they're all, you see how they've already done a little bit of subdividing there.
But they're all...
They're all family, pretty much.
Well, I mean, but I guess my question is, are they smaller than what is required by the code for width? Are they larger?
It's looking like they're all right there. The one to us is just over an acre. So.
Okay. The other thing is, because you have gone and applied for this as the conservation zone, there are a few other standards that have to be met as well for this board in order to consider an approval. You have to demonstrate that there are not conditions which, you know, that this doesn't affect adversely any water quality or any have, you know, what is your... I haven't heard anything about the water quality issue there from you, because I presume that's adjacent to a tidal body. So, you know, could you address that for us?
Well, the land tested really, really well for standard septic, if that's where you're going. It's very high in the back, and down each of the three parcels has really high ground. There's an existing bulkhead that runs along the river, and then it's got, you know, some, you can see the tree lines and some brush, but the design for the septics would be to the, I guess, to the north above the 22 there on your drawings for all three is where the septics were going to end up being.
Okay, and is your position that because there's basically three homes on there now, and that just by subdividing this to allow for those three homes, that those variances aren't going to adversely affect the water quality of the Indian River. And it's your position that the variances are in harmony with the general spirit and intent of this conservation zone section?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is it your position that this is not due to any of your actions, nor does it arise from any condition relating to land use, either permitted or non-permitting, on any neighboring property?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And question for Ms. Walls. It also requires that a copy of this application be forwarded to the county administrator. Has that been done?
Yes, it has.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
And just again for the board, this not only has the normal standards that we have, but also those other ones that are referred to in section 194. So. I have a copy of that in case any of you would like to look at it.
I move that we table it until our next meeting.
I second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee. Do you have a second? Second? A second by Mr. Mears that we table case number 12,030 until our next regular meeting, which will be November the 6th. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Yes.
Aye.
Mr. Wertman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,030 will be tabled until our next regular meeting. Sir, you don't have. You may come if you like, or you may stay home and you can watch it on the. You view it on the internet.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Yes, sir.